Parshas Vayetze, Tavshanayin Hey. So tonight I must tell you a little bit in advance, at the beginning, we're playing around with some new audio ideas. We've had many requests for getting an audio file up besides the video file, you know, because some people tell me like they're cruising in their cars up the parkway. Meantime, they're chewing up data. They're just listening to the shiur. If we could get an audio file up, so we're going to play around with a couple of different ideas, and tonight we're testing our first one. So if you hear a loud explosion in the room, you'll know what's going on. Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, Vayelech Arza B'nei Kedem. Yaakov picked himself up, and he started traveling, going on his way. Vayar. Yaakov Avinu saw v'hine be'er basadeh. He saw that there was a well in the field. Kimin habor hahi, kimin habe'er hahi, yashku ho'adorim, ve'o'even agdoyla al pi habe'er. From that well, the shepherds would draw water, and on top of this well was a large stone. We're all familiar with the scene playing out before us. We learned it, everybody learned it in school. And like we always say, you probably still have the same picture. If you think about it, you probably still have the same picture as you had in first or second grade whenever you learned this. And that picture still stays in your mind. And we always say that, you know, as you grow up, really, we should be expanding our horizons a little bit, thinking a little bit deeper into the parsha, a little bit deeper into the picture that's going on here. But Yaakov Avinu comes and he sees that on top of this well, where the shepherds would draw the water, there is a large stone. And what they would do is, when it was time to take out the water, they would take the stone and flip the stone off the well. Vayigash Yaakov, Yaakov came close to the well, and Yaakov went over, Vayogel Sa'evim al Pia Be'er. He himself took that stone and flung the stone off the top of the well. So I have a question for everybody here, and tell me if you get the same feeling that I have, which, and also the feeling that the Nesiv HaShalom asks over here. He says, does anybody get the feeling? We're ready. Believe it or not, we're moving along very quickly, and we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. We spent a week talking about Avram Avinu, then we went to Yitzchak Avinu, and now we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Does anybody get the feeling that we're spending an inordinate amount of time discussing Be'eras, wells? Like every week, you read the parsha every week, and we're having these discussions about wells when it comes to the Avos. We know Avram Avinu, he dug Be'eras, he dug wells. And what happened? The Plishtim came and clogged up his wells. He dug them, and then when he walked away, they would come and they would clog up the wells. And what happened after that? We went on to Yitzchak Avinu. The Parsha tells us that Yitzchak went ahead, and first he redug some of the wells that Avram Avinu had dug himself. Yitzchak Avinu went and redug some of those. And after that, he also went and he dug some of his own wells. And then the Parsha tells us that the Plishtim came and they fought with Yitzchak over the wells until finally Yitzchak was able to dig a well that they left him alone. They didn't fight with Yitzchak Avinu over. And that was the Parsha of Yitzchak Avinu and the wells. And then we come to this week's Parsha, and we think that maybe the digging of the wells is over. And the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu is coming and he's walking toward the city of Lavan, right, Racha, and he's walking, he comes toward there and he sees that the shepherds are out there, and then here we begin to talk about a well again. Yaakov Avinu, he sees a well, and on top of the well is a stone, and Yaakov Avinu goes and he flings the stone off the bear. So the Nesiv HaShalom, as we always say, doesn't take things at face value. I mean, we're talking about a be'er, we talk about wells by Avram, talk about wells by Yitzchak Avinu, and then by Yaakov Avinu. Something's going on here. So Nesiv HaShalom wants to explain, and he wants to say that there's a lot deeper meaning in these be'erois. And he brings a yesod from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that the digging of the Be'eros, aside from the actual story, what happened with the Be'eros, but the digging of the Be'eros itself, it symbolizes the uncovering and bringing different midas into this world. In other words, that a be'er is a sign of where you have water, and from there you take out the water and you bring it out into the world, and you bring it out, that the be'eris, they symbolize what the avos did. And each one of the avos, in his unique way, he, so to speak, dug a well and brought out something that is hidden and brought out something that we can use for future generations. Avraham Avinu, we know, Avraham Avinu brought out, he brought out a point that a person can reach Avas Hashem by having the midas of chesed and the midas of ahava. And until Avraham Avinu showed us that, how do you come to love Hashem? How does a person come to Avas Hashem? Avraham Avinu taught us that lesson, that if you do chesed, and if you and through the midas of chesed and ahava together, you come to Avas Hashem. That was the lesson of Avraham Avinu. And on that, the Torah tells us something very interesting, says the Nesiv Shalom. The Torah tells us, by Yitzchak Avinu, V'chola be'erois asher chofru avdei aviv, bimei Avraham aviv, all the be'erois that were dug in the days of Avraham Avinu, sitmum plishtim v'yimalim ofar. The plishtim came along and they took those wells and they filled them back up with dirt. They didn't just cover them, just knock them down. They filled them back up with dirt. Says the Nesiv Shalom from the Baal Shem Tov that the afar over there represents the things in life that block our vision. Avraham Avinu was looking to bring midos, to bring things for the future of Klal Yisrael into the world, and along came the plishtim. The plishtim represent the Yetzer Hara. The plishtim come and they say, no, we don't want you to bring out all these good midos. So they stuff them back up with afar. They stuff them up with dirt because the dirt is something that clouds your vision. And it clouds your vision from seeing the real truth. It gives you all these illusions. And where you think you're seeing the truth, the Yetzer Hara puts Gashmias in front of you. He puts all these illusions and things that we think are going to get us further in this world. And all those things are afar. They're just things that take the ruchnias and take the be'eras and the things that we should be digging out and taking. It takes that and it blocks it up. And it impedes our desire for growth. And as long as Avraham Avinu was alive, they didn't succeed. They couldn't succeed because Avraham Avinu, once Avraham Avinu died, Avraham Avinu's Avas Hashem was so strong that it was more powerful than the pull of the Yetzer Hara that the Plishtim wanted to put in front of him. Then, so what did Yitzchak Avinu do? Says the Baal Shem Tov, Yitzchak Avinu came and he went and he dug the Be'eris of Avraham Avinu. The Plishtim came after Avraham Avinu. And they clogged up those be'eris. Yitzchak Avinu went and he dug them once again. And the Sefer Shalom asks a beautiful question. He says, we know that the midah of Avraham Avinu was Avas Hashem, but the midah of Yitzchak Avinu was Yiras Hashem. So why did Yitzchak go ahead, if we're saying now that there's a deeper meaning in these be'eris, why would Yitzchak Avinu go and dig up the be'eris of Avraham Avinu that represented something which wasn't the avodah of Yitzchak Avinu? Why did he go and redig those be'eris of Avraham Avinu? So the Sefer Shalom says that the answer to that is that once those wells were stuffed up already, then Yitzchak Avinu had to start from the beginning again. And what do we know? Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. That Yitzchak Avinu had to start, but he had his mead of Yiras Hashem, but in order to come to the Shlemus, he had to redig and continue and get back out because the ultimate madrega is Avas Hashem. So Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu had Yiras Hashem. That was his midah. But he had to go in and combine that with the midah of Avraham Avinu. And together, now he had an Ava that has begun with Yira, which was the midah of Yitzchak Avinu. That is more potent. And that's more lasting. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu's thing was able to last. And he was able to dig a be'er that the taka didn't fill up. And thus, that already, the Plishtim could not counter. And in our parsha, now we get to our parsha. And it tells us, V'ho'evin ha'gedoyla al piha be'er. There was a large stone on top of the well. The be'er, says the Nesiv Shalom over here, the be'er is merumas to Torah. We know that Torah is a be'er. Torah is a well. Torah gives forth mayim. The Torah is nimshal mayim. Torah is something which nourishes, and water is something which goes further, with things grow from that. Torah is compared to water. And that was the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had the midah of Torah. And the Eben HaGdoyla on the Be'er, before the Yetzihara, came in a form of offer, of stuffing it up. But here, now the Yetzihara comes. When it comes to Torah, the Yetzihara has one Yetzah. He's going to fight Torah the most. So you can't just put offer in front of your eyes like they did with Chesed, he did with Yira, and all these things, Chesed, Avas, Ava, and Chesed. So there you could throw up a cloud, you put up offer in front of your eyes, so you become confused. But the Nesiv HaShalom tells us, the Yetzara knows that when a person's going to sit down and learn Torah, Torah is the ultimate thing. And there's only one way he could stop that. You know how the Yetzara is going to stop it? He's going to take an Evan Gedoyla and he's going to put it down right on top of the Be'er. Because it calls for drastic measures. The Yetzara, he'll allow you to do everything and many things. He'll allow you to grow and everything. But when it comes to learning Torah, he's going to counteract it in any way that he can. And he's going to throw, because we know that Barasi Yetzara, the Baruch Hashem says, I created a Yetzara, but Barasi Torah Tavlin. I create the antidote to the Yetzara is Torah. And the Yetzara knows that. And it's going to try to prevent you in any way from coming close to the Torah and learning Torah. But the answer to that, our answer to that is in the Pasuk, says in the Nesiv HaShalom. It teaches us a beautiful lesson of how a person can acquire Torah and how he can keep the Torah. The Pasuk says, Vayogel Yaakov Eso Evan. Yaakov came and he flipped the stone off the well. Yaakov, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, represents the Lashon of Akev. A lashon, a heel. A heel is the lowest part of a person's body. The midah of Yaakov was bittul gomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order for Torah to be miskayim, and a person says in the Nesiv HaShalom, a person has to be mevatel himself. He has to be mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, they had the midah of Ava and Yira. But Yaakov opened us up to a new way, one of not holding of yourself. You could have Ava, you could have Yira, you could have a lot of good midos, but a person has to feel himself. Don't feel yourself, you're so... A person not holding himself, a person who's humble, and a person who keeps himself, who's mevatel himself, that is the way to acquire Torah. And that's how a person, you want to throw the big stone off the well, by Yogel Yaakov. You have to hold yourself that you've been vatal yourself. You have to be a heel. And this too is why Yaakov is called the Bechir HaAvos. Because the midas of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, many times they require a little effort. And at other times they require a lot of effort. They're difficult to reach. And sometimes it's Nageya, you're able to do it, and sometimes you're not able to do it. But the midah of being humble is something which is in the reach of everybody. Everybody, you don't convince yourself that you can't do it. Everybody has within themselves to be humble, to be mevatel himself. And that's the key to growth, says the Nesiv HaShalom. That's the key to growing in Torah and keeping your Torah. And that's your key to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu uncovered the Be'erois of Avraham Avinu, and he left them open. At the end, they couldn't close up the Be'erois of Yitzchak Avinu. He left them open for all of us to acquire and to get the Torah. But Yaakov Avinu taught us how you go about learning Torah. A lot of people can learn Torah, but Yaakov taught us how to keep the Torah. To keep the Torah is to be humble. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't approve of people that are haughty or people that are hold too much of their self. And the Torah and that can't go together. They may stick together a little bit, but it doesn't stay with you. It doesn't become part of you. Let's learn the lessons of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, and this week of Yaakov Avinu. There are so many lessons this week's Parsha. We had time for one. Let's try to focus in on this one lesson.